Welcome to another edition of Ultimate Key to Freedom, Questions and Answers. At the time I'm starting this recording, there is one for this week, the week before Christmas, 2014. This is from Maria. Just so that you know, everyone listening, Maria already knows, she recently attended the live Ultimate Key to Freedom intensive that was held in Ojai, California. Okay, here we go from Maria. The truth virus seems to be at work, along with the mind machine whirring and buzzing. This is a share, and I would also welcome your comments. In the past, I have been very active on a spiritual quest. I would start each morning with a spiritual reading, lived the law of attraction, and became a spiritual practitioner with my church. I have facilitated workshops, and I guide vision quests. I tell you this because coming back from the UKF, not a lot of this has much interest for me. I have written several self-help quote-unquote books, and they are not books I could write today because I no longer believe a lot of what I wrote. A friend went to a conference, Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, etc., and brought back recordings from all of the speakers. He put them on my iPod, and when I started to listen to them, I had zero interest. I love doing the vision questing. I love working with women to learn to love their bodies, and I am sitting and waiting for the ways I will be doing these things. I'm curious and unclear on how to move on. My mind machine is giving me the explanation that this is like a pendulum, and I will add back into my life what I really enjoy doing, knowing truth with a capital T, and leave the rest behind. I have been very happy enjoying the experiences that are showing up after UKF, going to Jackson to take care of my daughter after her surgery, a spur-of-the-moment visit to my dad in Chicago, and had some cool healing in our relationship, mostly because of peeling away the old stories from the experience of him. I have spent time with friends connecting a deep level, sharing my experience with Ultimate Key to Freedom. Since I do workshops, they are asking if I would put something together to share my experience of Ultimate Key to Freedom with others. Certainly not to teach it, but to share, what I received from the 5 days. These things excite me. So this is where I am 1 month after swallowing the red pill and wanted to share with you. On a personal side note, if you are ever looking for someone to assist you with one of your events, Australia and beyond, and Nancy can't make it, I am applying. I would love to help out if that is written in our stories. I would love to explore further. Okay, the only thing that's coming to mind, and I get the feeling that you already know this, Maria, it does come up for various people as stages, bumps on the road, so to speak, and so I'll share it for you or for some others that it might be supportive to. Again, I get the feeling that you already know this and this isn't an issue. There is very often a stage, and this happened even with the Busting Loose Phase 2 teachings that you may have become familiar with before, I'm not sure, where when the truth, with a capital T, enters into the mind machine buzzes and whirs and all of a sudden goes through, it can actually feel like a crisis, it can feel like just an adjustment period or wherever, where it's all of a sudden something that used to be interesting, fun, whatever you might want to call it, all of a sudden isn't. It seems empty. I don't want to do it anymore. It seems pointless. It seems futile. What's the point? There are all kinds of different variations of this. So the thing about no interest in self-help stuff, spiritual stuff, whatever, in the case of the Robert story, that's something that happened and it pretty much has stayed consistent for over a decade now. There are times that I'll read something that might be called spiritual, that might be called self-help or whatever, but it'll be read for a different reason. I don't go to those kinds of workshops anymore. I don't buy, so to speak, express appreciation for courses or workshops on these kinds of things, but occasionally I'll read a book. For example, you may remember that I shared the Wu Xin quotes at the live event, and I've read books written by him because to me they're pointers to the truth with a capital T that true creative essence shaped itself into in that way. And there's some other ancient Chinese philosophies and spiritual teachings that I've studied in the last year or so because I've been to China twice. And then it's about stories. It's not about trying to change, fix, improve my life, become enlightened, you know, learn the truth or whatever. So this kind of a thing, it can be permanent, it can be temporary. The most important point I'm really wanting to make here is there is no rule or formula that says when ultimate freedom is awake, when the reader is reading, so to speak, then you never again should, you know, or will, or inevitable that you'll stop doing these kinds of things. It happens a lot, but it's not a rule or a formula because ultimately it's all stories. It's all total immersion stories, and it doesn't matter. You know, even with the Robert character sharing the Ultimate Key to Freedom teachings, you know, truth with a capital T to my bias, it's still Robert's a character and a story. Everybody that comes to the workshops is characters and stories. They're not really discovering the truth, you know. True Creative Essence already knows it. It's just that these stories were created, workshops were created, online courses were created, different things were created in this genre, you know, spiritual teaching, self-help, whatever you want to call it, in order to create unique opportunities to experience unique thoughts, feelings, and sensations in inner space through unique biases and to have them complemented by unique things in story space. So again, this may last, it may not, it may be a blip. And again, I get the sense that you already know this. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, as the pages are turned in the Maria story, where all of this goes. In terms of your offer to help, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Just so that you know, Nancy helps me with the events when they are either local in Charlottesville or occasionally if it's an event that we produce in the United States, like we've produced some events in Sedona. But if it's either outside the United States or it's not an event that we produce, but I've been invited to go somewhere, like Australia, which is going on at the time of this recording, Nancy doesn't go, Nancy doesn't participate, and it's the person that helps me. It's the person that invited me, my host, the promoter, whatever else you want to call it, that is the one that helps. So I'll certainly keep that in mind in terms of if we were to do a larger one someday and we would need some help. I'll have to look up where you live, Maria, because at the moment I can't remember. And so we'll see where it all goes. Thank you very much for the share. If there's anything else that you'd like to say in terms of an ongoing dialogue along these lines or because of the things that I said, I welcome it. Otherwise, I feel like saying, you know, great, vintage truth virus rolling through a mind machine as you narrated, and sounds real cool, and I'll look forward to hearing how the pages continue to be turned and what unfolds in the Maria story. Okay, that's it for now. Bye-bye. Thanks for the share. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, and I'll look forward to our next form of contact, whatever shape that takes. Bye-bye for now.